Ravens inside linebacker Josh Bynes is our guest. Made his first start as a Raven last week against the Denver Broncos. So you had a chance to not only show up, but you led the team in tackles, 13 tackles, and you're facing Peyton Manning. At some point, do you stop maybe after the game, maybe before the game, and think, okay, I am starting in place of Ray Lewis. I'm facing Peyton Manning, and I'm not a kid in my bedroom imagining this anymore. That had to be a fairly overwhelming situation for you.
Yeah, it was a crazy situation. Honestly, I didn't really think about it as much as everybody might have thought I probably have because, you know, it was my first game starting. I was thinking about it just as – I know he's not a normal quarterback, but at least coming into it as he's a normal quarterback, you know, not getting all hyped up because he's Peyton Manning, but don't get me wrong, it's Peyton Manning. And I just wanted to go out there and just do all I can do for this team. That's all.
What did he do, perhaps, that you weren't expecting? Or did he do exactly what you did expect? Because from the sidelines, you see him. He's talking constantly. He's moving. He's shifting. And you don't know what's for real, what's for fraud.
Yeah, he did exactly what we all knew he was capable of doing, but it's Peyton Manning. So he'll get to the line. He'll say one thing, and all of a sudden he'll change something up real quick. And he made some smart moves out there, got him completions and got him first downs, even when it was in tough situations. So that's what you expect from Peyton Manning, and that's what we got.
And now that you've had your first start, you know, as you progress in your NFL career, there are certain learning curves. You know, the training camp, your first time around, you learn an awful lot. First time you run under a kickoff, you learn a lot in this league. But the first time you start, you have to learn things, I would imagine, that they can't teach you in meeting rooms, or maybe the things they do teach you finally start to click. So what were the big learning moments for you going through a full game as a starter?
The big learning moments, long drives, definitely mistakes. And things like that, those going to happen, and that's what it's all about playing a game. You're playing, you know, 70 plays, 60, 70 plays or whatever, the mistake is going to happen. And definitely get over those mistakes and keep on going to the next one. And definitely that you're going to have to – each and every player on that defense relying on me to make a call or do this, regardless of, you know, how I'm feeling or whatnot. And even when the pace started to get faster, when they started going to a no-huddle offense, that I had to definitely make sure I get the calls in and pay attention to detail on what I was supposed to do and make sure everybody else is on point. So – I definitely learned a lot from this game. It's not like college. These are grown men, and everybody's expecting just as much responsibility from this one person as me, and I accept it fully, and I love it.
And while you don't have him in the huddle, I imagine Ray Lewis has been a great resource as you have tried to take on this new mantle as the middle of the defense.
Yes, of course. After every play, I came to the sideline to Ray Lewis, and I said, "Hey, Ray, what you thinking about this?" And he'd be like, "Okay, press this or do that, or, you know, hey, try to do this or show that." And I try to pick up everything from Ray Lewis and Jameel and Ellaby. They was all telling me things that they have in their own head, what they've been through, experience as a starter as well, or what they know as far as this game, because they watch the film just as well as I do. And it was great. It was a great thing to come to the sideline and speak to some leaders and get a heads up on this game.
You lose Jameel McClain now for the rest of the season, out with a spinal cord contusion. So it's very thin. You might get Ray Lewis back this week, maybe next week. It's hard to say, but Danelle Ellerby has missed a lot of time. You're thin in the middle. It's you. It's Brendan Iambadejo and Brian Hall off the defensive line, I guess, is the next guy that gets plugged in. There are no healthy bodies left. I mean, it's got to be a little bit intimidating, I would think, knowing that you don't have any veterans to draw on because they're gone.
Yeah, it's tough, but honestly, this is part of the league. This is what you sign up for, and I take it's all part of the business. And just like I've been doing since I've been here, preparing each and every week, like my opportunity is going to pop up. Even when Ray and L and Jameel is healthy, I still prepare just like that since I've been here. And of course, now I got the opportunity to start. I got to take care of that moment. And just like everybody on this team, they have to prepare themselves like this is their next opportunity. James had to step up as well. Brian Hall and when Haloti and everybody was going through the injury had to step up. D'Angelo Tyson, all the younger guys on this team has to step up. And that's what we've been doing while these guys have been down. And we're going to continue to do that throughout the rest of the season.
Head to Twitter. We have some tweets for Josh Bynes. These tweets presented by AskAMarilynMason.com. This one comes from AC Raven 357. Wants to know, Josh, do you think the lack of hitting now allowed in practice in the NFL is affecting the tackling in the league this year?
I don't think so at all. I don't think that is really affecting a lot of tackling because it's saving your body a little bit more. And then when you go out there, the whole emotion of the game, everything takes over. So, of course, you're going to go out there and try to take somebody's head off. Not literally, but you know what I mean. Just
sure.
Go out there playing physical football and downhill and that's respect for this league. I think it's actually helping us save our bodies a little bit more and let us recuperate and tone down a little bit more some injuries and stuff like that. So I think it's actually helping us and definitely have us a lot more game ready. And also it's helping the offense because they're not getting banged up as much. So, of course, running backs and everybody going to be a lot more healthy to run and break tackles and things like that. So it's kind of helping both sides of the ball.
Kind of ironic that there are so many injuries to the Ravens defense in a year like this where the NFL Players Association has mandated that there be less hitting during the regular season, during the practice portion. So who knows who'd be around here if you guys hit as hard as they used to during practice.
Yeah, you're right, because if we was hitting almost every, at least twice a week or whatever, you never know what may happen. Somebody might get a bruised shoulder or anything like that. It might be 30 guys on this roster probably. And it's tough. I mean, but it's part of this game, it's part of this league, and it's part of the business you sign up for. Whichever we hit or not, something going to happen. It's just injuries, and it's part of the game. That's what you sign up for. This is football. It's going to happen.
Injuries for one player, opportunity for another player. That player is Josh Fiennes. He's our guest tonight as we continue on Ravens One-on-One.